Fast Eddie in the studios here at EAA Radio with Megan Vacheres. And she is part of the crew that is helping to celebrate the Canadians' 150th birthday by embarking on the Canadian Arctic Aviation Tour. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello, Fast Eddie. How are you?
I am terrific. Tell us about this. This sounds rather ambitious.
It is indeed, yes. You mentioned my name is Megan Vacheres. It's very French, as you can imagine. So I have to say a quick bonjour à tous les amis francophones au Canada et partout dans le monde qui vont partager cette expérience avec nous. Thanks. So I'm a pilot in Canada. I live in Rocky Mountain House, which is sort of the Mecca, if you will, not unlike Oshkosh here, just on a bit of a smaller scale for aerobatic flight in Canada. So there's a group of people out there who kind of congregate for competitions, there's judging camps that go on, and a biannual air show as well. And that group is sort of the best in Canada, and they've come together and they've organized this event that we're doing next summer for the Canada 150. And so it sort of physically manifests itself, I suppose, as an air show. It's 97 separate performances.
Whoa. 97 separate performances?
Yeah,
that's very ambitious, and you're trying to fit this into what, 2 weeks?
Not quite. That would probably be impossible given the distance we're covering. It's actually going to be over a 2.5 month period, consecutive, all summer long across the entire Arctic.
Well, isn't it true that summer in Canada arrives on a Wednesday?
Pretty much. Wednesday morning leaves Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah. Well, this is pretty intense. How much distance are you covering?
So total, the route is going to be 16,000 nautical miles, which is the equivalent of going 3/4 of the way around the globe.
Oh, man, yes. That's a lot of flying.
It is.
And, you know, it's not just the air shows, but all the travel between the air shows. That's where you eat it up most of the time. How many aircraft you got going?
So it's going to be between 4 and 15 overall. 15, sort of give or take, depending on the geographical location and the availability of some of the pilots. But there's going to be 4 guys that are going to be at every show. So we've got Team Rocket, which is a 2-ship based out of Rocky Mountain House. In fact, the 4 core guys are all based out of Rocky Mountain House. So Team Rocket, Kim Fowler, Eric Hansen, and an F1 Rocket, and a Harmon. And then we've got Kyle Fowler in his Long Easy, which is kind of something unique for air shows. He's been performing a few air shows in Canada and the States already this summer, which is a Burt Rutan design, as a lot of you know, I'm sure. And if Burt Rutan is listening, we would love to connect with you and have you get involved in any way, because it's something very, very unique to have this aircraft a part of our tour. And then we've got a pilot by the name of Jersey, and he's flying his Sukhoi.
It's interesting, a Canadian pilot named Jersey, because, I mean, you know, in the United States, when somebody says Jersey, we think of New Jersey, which is not far from where I am, actually. It's an ambitious trip. There's possibilities for so many things to happen, good and bad, and you've got a plan for both of them. What have been some of the headaches with the logistics that you've had to do so far?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're going to be going to some of the most remote places on the planet. So we have had to establish contact with every single one of the communities, every single one of the 97 communities along our route. And we have their full support, fortunately. We also have the support of the Ministry of Defense. So we've got that, you know, military backing, which is a big comfort because safety is obviously a concern. But you know what? It's just been planning, and we've pushed through this. It's been in the works for years now, so we've just kind of worked through those headaches. Of course, there have been some, and there will be. The weather is just one example. Baffin Island in Nunavut is we've got about a 2-week window where we can pull off the various shows we have planned for that particular area. But we've just sort of worked through it, and it looks like it's going to be a go. We've got a support aircraft that's going to be coming along with us, with gas, with maintenance personnel, spare parts, what have you.
Wait, don't tell me. Let me guess. The Canadian military threw a C-130 at you.
Yeah, well, we'll take whatever we can get.
I was going to say a C-130, that could haul a lot of fuel for you.
Yeah, you bet.
And that obviously is one of the problems because Avgas may not be available at all stops.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're definitely going to have to bring it along for a few of those stops.
Are you transporting it on the ground or are you taking it in a plane?
I think it'll be a bit of both, to be honest with you, just depending on where we're going and what the needs are, what the resources are.
This is going to be a wild trip. I mean, especially, you know, the two big unknowns that I see in this are aircraft reliability and the weather, with the weather being your number one concern, because that'll make or break you.
Yeah, absolutely.
What happens if you get weathered in for, say, a week or two? Is this going to delay the schedule to the point where you'd have to cancel a couple of the shows?
It's a possibility. We'll certainly be flexible if we can perhaps look at carrying on to a different destination, performing there, and then coming back to make sure that we do hit that community, because that obviously is the priority, that we get to every community in the north and share this experience with everyone. That is the idea, is that communities that never or normally wouldn't get the opportunity to enjoy this type of event are going to get to experience it with the rest of Canada. So we'll do everything possible to hit every stop.
Yeah. It's a shame I don't speak French. I'd be interested in going along on this little sojourn. I could be your announcer.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these places up north, actually, they're First Nations. There's a number of different languages spoken up in the north, and we've definitely taken that into account with how we're connecting with those communities and how this is going to sort of be broadcast and shared. We will be translating a lot of the material into the language that is used for that specific place.
That is a major consideration, because if they don't understand what's going on, all you've got is a bunch of airplanes flying around. And, you know, that's pretty good. Is this one of those deals where a bunch of pilots got together after a day of flying, cracked open a few cold adult beverages and said, "Hey, I got an idea"?
Well, I like to say that a little bit of those adult beverages tends to lubricate the pistons of the mind. So great ideas definitely start in those moments. And I'm sure that there's been many a conversation about this project in that context.
Not only that, but a lot of projects that have gotten started in aviation started out on a cocktail napkin.
Yep. Yeah, so, you bet.
Yeah, you know, I'd hate to see how many aircraft and ideas were designed on cocktail napkins. So you've got weather. What about maintenance now? What happens if an airplane breaks?
Well, the pilots that are going to be flying as a part of that core group, they, again, are the best of the best. They know how to work on their planes. They've got tons of experience. They're home-built aircraft. And then aside from that, we're going to have that support aircraft with the spare parts and the maintenance personnel. So we've just sort of looked at it, and we're prepared that those things will happen. They're going to be flying these aircraft hard. They're going to need to be maintained along the way, and we're just going to make sure that we have the resources to deal with it when the time comes.
I was going to say, 2.5 months, 16,000 miles, there's going to be all kinds of maintenance that's going to be done along the way.
Along the way, yeah.
And I'm sure that you're scheduling your maintenance in places where they have the facilities to take care of it.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you have something unplanned, in which case you make do as best you can.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
and of course, you're going to become very good friends with FedEx if something breaks that you don't have on hand. You know, and I'm sure they're going to enjoy that. I'm assuming you're going along on this.
For parts of it, yeah. It's not something that is easy to bring a posse along with, of course, because it is so ambitious. And most of the space on the support aircraft is going to be reserved for the absolute critical things, such as spare parts and Avgas.
I was going to say Avgas, beer.
Yeah, that's right. The absolute critical items.
That's it. You've got to have it.
Yeah.
So and of course, you know, something like this takes a tremendous amount of money to put together, and I'm sure that you're working on sponsors as well. Have you gotten any major corporate sponsors yet?
So sponsorship is definitely something that we're after at the moment. As I mentioned, this whole project's been in the works for years now, so it's only just coming to fruition. So just given the amount of contact that we've had on the ground in the north in Canada, we have loads and loads of people who are interested. We have tons of in-kind sponsorship, but now is the time that we're sort of reaching out for the title sponsor, somebody who wants to affiliate their name with this expedition into the north.
And of course, with the big money sponsors, they get their names and a sticker on the side of each airplane and everything. And,
exactly.
I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of press exposure up there because this is a big undertaking.
Well, we've actually got one of the biggest media production companies in Canada has agreed to send 3 videographers with us. So we're doing a ton of legacy pieces for this project, and that does include a docudrama that is going to have not only a Canadian and American audience, but a global audience as well.
Well, I look forward to seeing that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys are buying up most of the free world's GoPro cameras right now.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and I think that there is a certain romantic appeal to aviation in the north, in the Arctic, and the fact that we're going to Alert, which is the northernmost point on the planet, just kind of illustrates the extreme of this trip and the intrepidation of it. And to put it into perspective, Alert itself, if you were to travel to there from Toronto and then cover that same distance traveling south from Toronto, you would actually end up south of Bogota, Colombia.
Wow. That's a fair hike.
And we're going up there doing an air show, yeah.
That's a fair hike. You know, and one other thing that's nice about having the videographers and the docudrama and everything is it's also going to introduce people to the beauty of Canada. Yeah. I understand it's gorgeous up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. It is. It's a performance. It's a display. But at its core, the idea is to commemorate the people of the North and their contribution to that intrinsic sense of the North, which is so wrapped up in the Canadian identity, and to also just highlight that we believe that every child, especially every kid, needs to have the same access to opportunities as we get in, you know, down here in the States or in Southern Canada even. So we want to be able to share this type of event with them. We want them to be able to experience something on a big scale, and we want to incite a bit of a response. We want to inspire them to dream and to realize their goals, which is the idea of all of this.
Where can people reach you if they have sponsorship information or even just a silly people that like to keep track of these things? Where can we find you?
Well, we're all over social media. At the moment, I'm here obviously at Oshkosh, and I'm doing a really fun photo series. I've got this blue jacket for the tour, and we're getting some amazing people to wear the jacket. I actually got a photo with Bob Hoover last night wearing it.
Oh, nice.
To show his support. And that's just one example of many. So you can find us on Instagram, and it's Canadian Arctic Aviation Tour 2017. And you can sort of just use that to search us using any social network of your choice.
Okay, so you're easy to find.
Very easy,
That's beautiful. You've been listening to Megan Vacheres here talking about the Canadian Arctic Aviation Tour 2017, celebrating the 150th birthday of Canada. I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.